Lisa Wilson is in studio with us today from the Independence Chamber of Commerce talking about the great things happening in Independence. Lisa, how are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you.
All right. Let's go over a few of the things here. Today, in fact, is the weekly community recycling collection day at the sanitation yard.
That's right. So obviously, as we talk about every time I'm here, we kick it off with recycling at 21st and Maple. It's every Tuesday from 11 to 1, and also on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon. And in addition to recycling, they always take trash, debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items. So be sure and always take advantage of this great opportunity to clean up and recycle on those on that first Saturday of every month and every Tuesday from 11 to 1.
Another one is the free personal document shredding by Class LDT. Basically, you can take your personal documents and get them shredded, correct?
That's correct. So the personal document shredding is part of the fall community cleanup that is kicking off this Saturday. And on our flyer, we have just a small typo. The document shredding is on the 3rd and the 4th, which is this Thursday and Friday at Class LTD out on West Main Street. You can take your clean, dry paper, your personal checks, your tax returns, and drop those off, and they will take care of shredding those materials for you. So that is, again, part of the community-wide cleanup that will be happening this week. So again, that is Thursday and Friday from 10 to 2 at Class LTD.
Coming up also on the 3rd in downtown Independence will be the Independence Main Street's Fall Sippin' Shop.
Yes, so Main Street works very hard to keep lots of activities happening in and around the downtown area, and this Thursday is no different. It is the Fall Sippin' Shop, kicking off the fall season, getting everyone into the stores to see all of the new clothing that has arrived for fall. The first 100 shoppers to visit Calcor Clothing, which is out on West Main, 2700 West Main, will receive a free Sip and Shop wine glass. I saw the wine glasses this morning. They are super cute. And to be one of the lucky few that will get those, you have to be there quickly at 5 o'clock at Calcor Clothing. So once you've made that pass and you've tried on all of the great clothing options at Calcor, make your way downtown in Independence and check out all of the other boutiques, the candle stores, the shops that are open, and take advantage of the Fall Sippin' Shop. Now, if you have kids and kids don't like to shop, we have that taken care of as well. The Hub Church, which is located at 223 North Penn Avenue, is providing free childcare. They are amazing people, great community supporters. They love kids, so drop them off, let the kids have a great time, and let everyone else enjoy all of the drinks and the snacks and all of the fall shopping.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And also, it's about to start to feel like fall. So coming up on Thursday when it's going to drop into the 70s. So at least it won't be 1,000 degrees outside. It's going to be a very busy weekend as the Chamber of Commerce will be having a ribbon cutting at the Edward Jones Gavin Webster.
That's right. So Gavin Webster is opening his new office and celebrating his grand opening on Thursday, October the 3rd. His ribbon cutting will be at 5:15. He's also having an open house that day throughout the day. And as soon as they cut the ribbon, if you happen to attend that, we want to encourage everyone to jump in your cars and head on out to Calcor Clothing again and start the official Sippin' Shop.
There will also be October 4th through 6th the free dumpster access at Penn and Poplar's, which we've heard about that. But yeah, that's going to be happening the fourth through the 6th, correct?
Right, and that's also a part of the fall cleanup opportunities. And okay, so the free dumpster access will be at Penn and Poplar, Park Avenue and Sycamore, and the 900 block of West Laurel and 5th and Oak. So lots of dumpster opportunities. So if you don't have the availability to put things in a truck and haul them clear to the sanitation yard on that particular Saturday of the cleanup, and you are just working, you know, during the week or whatever, you can put them in your truck and you can go straight to the dumpster and drop those items off. So that will continue on the 4th through the 6th is when we will have those dumpster dumpsters available to the community. And then they will continue to be in the downtown area in the following week when we have the downtown cleanup. So lots of opportunities. You can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. You can go to the city's website for a complete listing of everything as well and take advantage of again, just all of the opportunities to clean up our community.
Again, we're talking to Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, talking about the great things in Independence. It's about to be a very busy weekend. However, First Friday at the Civic Center.
That's right. So First Friday is coming up. It's hard to believe, but it is here. And we have a great roster of speakers that are scheduled to speak. That will be this Friday at 7:30 in the morning. And our first speaker is going to be Ann Birdie. She's the Generalissimo for the 2019 Niwala Festival. She's going to have some guests with her that will be doing kind of a teaser for the musical Shrek the Musical. You won't want to miss that. She will also be displaying a lot of the new Niwala merchandise and swag. So she will start us off. And then we will be followed up with Ryan York, who's going to give us a report on the Veterans Roundup that just happened last weekend and the 10-11th Quartermaster Company reunion. He will also be talking about some fundraisers that they are doing. They are raffling off an 1890s Wells Fargo shotgun raffle. It will benefit the VFW Post 1186, their building fund. And they have the tickets are $5 a piece. They only have 1,000, and the drawing will take place once they have sold all of those tickets. They will also be selling tickets for the Ben Long raffle, the Ben Long benefit, rather, and it is a rifle raffle. And the tickets are $5 for those as well. And that drawing will take place on October the 5th. That day. And then lastly, they're going to be having a drawing for 2 Harley Davidson motorcycles. Wouldn't that be fun to win?
Yes. That'd be great.
$5 donation per ticket. They are only going to sell 2,000 tickets. They're pretty cool, so you need to check that out as well. I know that they have posts on their Facebook page, so go to the VFW Post 1186, check that out, and Ryan will be there to talk more about that. And then LaShawn Taylor will be talking about communities and schools. It's a new program at Independence High School. And then Rusty Arnold, our school superintendent, will be there as well. He will wrap up the event by talking about all of the things happening within the school district this fall as we kick off the school season. And he will also be bringing our brand new athletic activities bus.
Nice.
It is super cool. They're going to park it out front. You'll be able to check that out. So that will be a lot of fun. And then we will also be presenting Main Street with a check to the VFW. We raised some money at the Veterans Day of Honor last year, and the Chamber's Veterans Day of Honor committee will be presenting Main Street with a check for $1,500 to put towards the purchase of more banner brackets that will go out on West Main Street. So we're continuing to expand that banner program from the downtown area all the way out to West Main. So First Friday is going to be just incredibly impactful. It will be very informative. So be sure and check that out, 7:30 this Friday, and lots of great information.
And the really fun thing, one of the fun things happening on October 5th, the Niwala headquarters will be opening.
That's right. So Niwala is going to be open. I need to back up and let you know that you're going to be able to do a sneak peek of Niwala headquarters on the Thursday evening sip and shop. You can buy a button. You can buy a program. That's all you can buy, but you can get in and you can check out all the latest and greatest inside Niwala headquarters so you know what you want to buy that Saturday morning. But Niwala headquarters does open up on Saturday morning from 8 to noon. They will be open so that you can get all of your tickets to Shrek the Musical, the talent competition, coronation, the Marine Band that will be there, Chase Bryant concert, and again, you'll be able to buy all of the fun stuff that they have as far as Niwala merchandise in Niwala headquarters.
And I think this is something we were talking about earlier. It's the Fall Community Cleanup Day. I think that's has to do with what's we were talking about earlier. Is that something completely different? The Fall Community Cleanup Day at the sanitation yard. on the 5th.
Yes, but so. if you back up there on the October the 4th from 9 to 11, there's another shred day.
Ah,
you know, we were
okay,
talking
okay.
You need to shred, which
right.
literally you can because we get so much paper
right.
anymore. And so I'm really excited about the fact that I personally will be able to get rid of a lot of paper either at Class LTD on the 3rd and the 4th from 10 to 2, or you can attend Community National Bank's shred day on October the 4th from 9 to 11. You can shred up to 4 boxes of your personal documents. They're going to be serving free donuts and coffee, so you'll want to be sure and take advantage of shredding documents wherever that day
yeah,
or
man.
That week.
And I have a ton of paper at home I really need to get rid of, so I may have to head out there and do that. Coming up on the 5th, also, the Fall Children's Consignment Sale.
Yes, so this is actually a fundraiser for First United Methodist Church. They've been having it for years and years. It's a huge consignment sale that is very well organized. They are selective about the things that they put in the consignment sale, so you know that when you attend, you will always be able to buy quality used children's clothing, baby equipment, toys, and maternity wear. And it's great merchandise. The sale will be from 8 to 2. Come early for best selection, and at 12:15 to 2 o'clock, things will be ticketed. There will be items that will be specially ticketed in pink, and those will be half-price items. So again, that will be at the Wesley Center. It's at 111 East Myrtle, and it's this Saturday from 8 to 2.
Also coming up this Saturday, the Independence Community College Pirates will be back home and taking on the Butler Community College at 7 p.m.
Won't that be fun? It's fun to have some home football games. You know, they've had a lot of away games, so I'm ready to get them back home and enjoy some Pirate football. So this Saturday, Independence will take on Butler County at a home game. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock, so be sure and put on your blue and gold and come out and cheer on the Pirates to hopefully a victory.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on the 7th, the VFW will be having a bingo night.
That's right. So bingo is every Monday evening at the VFW Post 1186. The address for the VFW is 113 East Myrtle. Doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. You can buy a pack as low as $7. They have a concession stand. It's a lot of fun. So grab your friends, grab your family, and come down and play bingo.
On October 10th, the Independence City Commission will be having their meeting beginning at 5:30.
That's right. So stay well informed and always try to attend the City Commission meetings. They're on the 2nd and the 4th Thursday of every month at 5:30, as you said, in the Veterans Room. You know what? Can I back up? Because I missed something.
Okay.
On October the 8th, we have Ghost Stories in the Park. And I just want to give a shout out to the Independence Public Library and those that are putting that on. They're going to be featuring a professional storyteller named Rosie Cutter, and it will be at the enclosed 4-H building, 6:30 in the evening. And they're accepting AWOL donations. So what a great way to give to our animal shelter and kind of just get everybody excited for the Halloween season by taking in some ghost stories on October the 8th.
Everybody loves some good ghost stories.
I know.
International Flag Day will be on October 11th at noon.
That's right. And this is really cool. I just encourage everyone to get out for this. Of course, Independence Community College has a lot of international students. And on Friday, October the 11th at noon, they do a presentation. They have some selected speakers. They do some special music, and then all of the international students line up against down a sidewalk that has all of these flagpoles, and they have their home country flag, and they raise those flags as they call off their name, the student's name, and where they're from. It's so meaningful, very powerful, and very, very impressive to see the multitude of countries that are represented on the campus of Independence Community College. So again, that's Friday, October the 11th at noon, and it's right over by the fountain area.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture that you gave me. I think maybe from last year, and it's just really cool to see all these students raising their flags from their home country. It's very cool to look at. On the 12th and 13th, as you said, there was the downtown cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
But also on the 12th, free adult seasonal flu shots.
Absolutely. Everyone needs to take advantage of this. If this doesn't work into your schedule, then find someplace who is offering flu shots and make sure you get your vaccination. But on October the 12th, there will be free adult seasonal flu shots offered at the Riverside Park Oval, 9 o'clock. It's a drive-through. You just stay in your car, you roll down the window, you roll up your sleeve, and you receive your vaccination. And because they're free, they request a donation of a non-perishable food item to help restock the food pantry as we prepare for the Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons. So please be sure and stick a couple of cans of food in your car when you head out to the Oval. I believe there's around 200 vaccinations, so I would, if you really are in need, I would get there early so that you can make sure you get your shot.
Most definitely. Also on the 12th, Zooloween at Monkey Island at the zoo.
That's right. I don't know how many years we've been having Zooloween, but it's packed out there. At least over 1,000 people come out for Zooloween, and that's actually no exaggeration. It's held out by Monkey Island. It's $2 a person. Kids that are under two and under get in for free, but they have trick-or-treating, they have face painting, spooky bowling, witch hat ring toss, pumpkin beanbag toss. They have a photo booth, a maze, Plinko. The concession stand is open. You can get hot dogs, just all kinds of fun things. So dress up the kids, grab a sack so that you can collect some candy and make your way through Zooloween. But if you are a business, an organization, a group, and you're interested in having a table at Zooloween, be sure and contact the park and zoo. Call Barb Berskins at the park and let her know that you're interested in being a part of Zooloween. So it takes a lot of community support to put this on, and it's definitely a lot of fun.
Coming up on, October 15th at 5 p.m., Business After Hours, the Independence Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. So we sponsor Business After Hours every month, and we have it at a host chamber member's location. This month, we will have it at Memories by Mandy Photography. She is in downtown Independence at 110 North Penn Avenue. She takes great pictures. She's an amazing photographer, very involved in the community. And so all chamber members are encouraged to attend Business After Hours at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, October 15th.
And it is now October 1st, so now it's safe to talk about all the events happening at Niwala.
That's right. So we have lots of things that are happening for Niwala, and then we will also be having our Trunk or Treat event. So I'm going to talk a little bit about all of those. We will kick off Niwala on the 18th, which will be Friday. That's Shrek the Musical. On Saturday morning, we will have the 5K, 10K run. There's also going to be a cornhole tournament. There's a chili cook-off and a medallion hunt that takes place. And that's all Saturday morning, starting at 8:30 and running to about noon. Then Shrek the Musical will again be performed that evening at 7:30. And then on Sunday, there will be a Shrek Musical matinee at 2 o'clock. And then Niwala Night at the Movies will be at 7 o'clock at Independence Cinemas. And then Monday, we'll have the Queen's Talent at 6:30. Queen's Coronation will be on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Food stands open on Wednesday. The carnival opens on Wednesday. Bandstand entertainment starts on Wednesday. Of course, we all know the carnival will continue through Saturday. But on Thursday, we'll have the Doodah Parade. On Friday, we will have the Kitty Parade, along with lots of bandstand entertainment. That evening on Friday, the Marine Forces Reserve Band Concert will play at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, the finale will be Arts and Crafts Fair starting at 8. The carnival opens at 10. The Grand Parade starts at 11, followed by lots of bandstand entertainment. Head out to the Riverside Park, Schulte Stadium for the Marching Band Festival at 1:30. And then wrapping up a great Niwala Festival will be the Chase Bryant Concert at 7:30 that evening.
Just so many events, just so a lot of fun to take in. And I've heard that the parade, Man, you got to get there early for it because they pack it out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for this being my first Neowalla. I'm absolutely excited to get over there and try out everything. Also, you have the trunk or treat, and you said you need more trunks because there's a lot of kids.
We do. We have plenty of kids. We do not probably need more kids, but we definitely need trunks. So in downtown Independence, on Halloween evening from 6 to 7:30 will be the annual trunk or treat, and we are needing trunks. So if you are interested, go to our Facebook page. There is a link in the event. And if you have trouble with that, you can call the office at 331-1890. We can connect you. We can email you out an application. And the more trunks, the bigger the event. So we're really looking for a lot of community participation. We're asking that if you provide a trunk, of course, decorate it because that's always more fun. And have about 1,000 pieces of candy because you're going to have, there's more than 1,000 kids down there, but not each child will be able to make every booth because right. It's just so packed down there.
Right.
But 1,000 pieces of candy should get you covered from 6 to 7:30 for trunk or treat. And then I do want to do a shout out and reminder for our Veterans Day of Honor, which will be this year on Saturday, November the 9th. The downtown parade starts at 2:00. We have lots of activities planned that I will share with you more as we get closer. But if you are interested in being in that parade, be sure and call us at the chamber office, 331-1890, and we will get you the applications to be involved in that parade. And again, that is such a special event for our veterans. It's a way for all of us as community members to show our support for those who have served our country and continue to serve. And I can't think of a better way to show them our appreciation than by having a great parade for them. So either attend the parade or be in the parade, but participate that day and show your support to our veterans. And if you're interested in having a car in the parade, walking with your church, your business, carrying flags, carrying banners, carrying posters, riding in a bicycle parade, whatever it might be sure and give us a call and we will get you in the parade route.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, if anybody has any further questions about all of these events, how can they contact you?
They can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. They can check out our website at indkschamber.org, and they can call us at the chamber office, 331-1890, and our office is located at 616 North Penn Avenue.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in. Ton of great events going on in Independence, including Neowalla coming up near the end of the month. I thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.